Om Shanti. Good evening. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the sparkling stars of fortune on the foreheads of all the children everywhere. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the sparkling stars of fortune on the foreheads of all the children everywhere. One is the fortune of your birth. One is the fortune of your birth. The second is of your relationships. And the third is of the attainments. So one is the fortune of your birth, the second is of your relationships, and the third is of the attainments. Baba is pleased seeing all three fortunes. Bap Dada is pleased seeing all three fortunes. You have the fortune of your birth. You know the fortune of your birth, that you know the fortune of your birth, that it is the bestower of fortune himself who has given all of you this divine birth, this Brahmin birth. So just think how great your fortune is. So just think how great your fortune is. Together with that, there are the relationships. Together with that, there are the relationships. You know their specialities, the specialities of the relationships. You know their specialities, that you have all three relationships, that you have all three relationships. Of the father, the teacher, and the Sadguru. in the one Father. So you know the specialities that you have all three relationships of the Father, the Teacher, and the Sadguru in the one Father. All three relationships are in the one. All three relationships are in the one. You also know the attainments. You also know the attainments. Where the Father is, where the Father is, there are there, where the Father is, there are the unlimited attainments. There are the unlimited attainments. All three relationships are in the one. Generally, these three relationships are essential in life. Generally, these three relationships are essential in life. However, for the people of the world, all relationships are separate. For the people of the world, all relationships are separate. Whereas you have all three relationships in one. Whereas you have all three relationships in one. Because of having all three relationships in the one, you easily experience remembrance. Because of having all three relationships in the one, you easily experience remembrance. All of you are experienced in the three relationships, are you not? All of you are experienced in the three relationships, are you not? What do you receive from the Father? What do you receive from the Father? An inheritance. An inheritance. You receive such an elevated inheritance. You receive such an elevated inheritance. And this inheritance lasts for so long, and this inheritance lasts for so long. Because you receive it from the Father. Because you receive it from God the Father. Because you receive it from God the Father. relationship is that of the teacher. The second relationship is that of the teacher. Teachings are said to be your source of income. Teachings are considered to be source of income. Through the teachings you receive a status and you have an elevated attainment in the world. An elevated status is said to be that of a royal status in the world. An elevated status is said to be that of a royal status. You too have received the royal status from the teacher. You too have received the royal status from the teacher. And even now, you are the kings of self-sovereignty. Even now, you are the kings of self-sovereignty. Why? Why? Because of being a Raj Yogi, the soul becomes a master of the self. The soul becomes a master of the self because of being a Raj Yogi. You rule the self. You rule the self. The soul is not influenced by the physical senses. The soul becomes the master and the king of the physical senses. So you have self-sovereignty now. And you also attain your fortune of the kingdom in the future. So you have a double kingdom. It is now and the status you attain in the future too. So you have a double kingdom. It is now and the status you attain in the future too. The third relationship is that of the Satguru. The third relationship is Satguru. You receive the Srimad of the Guru from the Satguru. How elevated the relationships are that you receive. So check yourself. Am I constantly following Srimad? So check yourself. So check yourself. Am I constantly following Srimad? Or is my intellect sometimes diverted towards the dictates of the self or to the dictates of others? Did you check yourself? Did you check yourself? If you think that you constantly follow Srimad, if you think that you constantly follow Srimad, the elevated directions, that you never follow the dictates of your own self or others, even in your dreams, such ones, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Those who constantly follow Srimad and never follow the dictates of the self or others, raise your hand. Okay. Look. The mothers. Did the mothers raise their hands? You are raising them slowly. Sometimes your intellect goes in that direction. That is the dictates of others and of the self. Receive you. So sometimes the intellect goes in that direction, that is the direction of others and the self, and of the self, deceive you. So what is the most important? So what is the most important, Srimad? Consider yourself to be a soul. And remember me. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me. So what is the most important, Srimad? Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, your father. Is this easy or difficult? Is it sometimes difficult? Is it sometimes difficult? However, the father always wants. However, the Father always wants. That each child, the Father always wants each child to continue to fly forward ahead of all. However, the Father always wants each child to continue to fly forward ahead of all with these three relationships. So, Bap Dada is asking, those who did not raise their hands, Because Bap Dada has already given you the signal of time. Now the time of the confluence age is extremely valuable. And Bap Dada has also given you the signal that according to the present time, everything is going to happen suddenly. Therefore, you have to be constantly ever ready. You have to do that, is it not? All of you are going to go home together, are you not? Or will you follow behind? You want to return to your home with Bap Dada, do you not? You are ready, are you not? Are you ready to return home together? Are you ready to return home together? Ever ready? Not just ready, but ever ready. So, Bap Dada is giving you the signal of time.
It's
in this one birth, in this one birth, in this one birth, you have to create the reward for 21 births. In this one birth, you have to create the reward for 21 births. So just think how much attention you have to pay. So just think how much attention you have to pay. The Father has love for every child. The Father has love for every child. The Father wants every child to return with Him and claim a right to the kingdom at the same time. The Father wants every child to return with Him and claim a right to the kingdom at the same time. So, in order to return home together, only if you become complete and perfect, the same as the Father, will you then be able to return home with the Father. At this time, in this small birth, the attainment of 21 births is guaranteed. So just think how great each minute of this small birth of the confluence age is. Just calculate this. You have to claim your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. In this one birth. And so how valuable just 1 minute of the confluence age is. So what will you have to do knowing this value? Bab Dada told you earlier too that you have to pay special attention to two things. Bab Dada told you earlier too that you have to pay special attention to two things. What are those two things? Do you remember these two things? Do you? One is time and the other is thoughts. You have to pay attention to these two. One is time and the other is thoughts. Your thoughts should not be wasted. And your time should not be wasted. your thoughts should not be wasted and your time should not be wasted. Each second should be used in a worthwhile way. So, speak. How much attention you will have to pay, will you not? So, just think, so speak. How much attention you have to pay, is it not? Bab Dada has love for all the children. Bab Dada has love for all the children. So Bab Dada doesn't want any child to remain deprived of this company. Bab Dada does not want any child to not come together with the father. You are together. You are together. You will return home together. You will claim a right to the kingdom together and constantly experience happiness and peace in your life. So speak. You will return home together, will you not? You will not be left behind, will you? You will return home together, will you not? Will you not? You will not be left behind, will you? Look, three types of fortune are sparkling on each one's forehead. Look, each three types of fortune are sparkling on each one's forehead. All these three types of fortune are visible on your forehead, are they not? The confluence age, is the fortunate age. Sangam Yuga, confluence age, is the fortunate age. Why? Because you can create as much fortune as you want. Because any one of you can create as much fortune as you want. However, you need to pay attention over a long period of time. However, you need to pay attention over a long period of time. So now, all of you children have to put intensity into your own efforts. You have to put intensity into your own efforts. You are effort makers. Bab Dada is saying that you do make effort. But everyone now has to make intense effort. Bab Dada Bab Dada now. Bab Dada now wishes to see every child as a child and a master. A master of what? A master of all the treasures. Bab Dada wishes to see every child as a child and a master. Master of what? A master of all the treasures. Sometimes, some children say to Baba, Bab Dada, Baba, you have given all the powers and we do accept ourselves as masters and we do accept ourselves as master almighty authorities. However, many children then complain. What do they complain? They say, sometimes the power that we need, does not come to us at that time. The power that we need does not come to us at that time. However, what is the reason for this? Why does the power does not come in time when needed? The Father has given all powers to each one. Has He given them, or is it that He has given less to some and more to others? You know the reason for this too. All of you have received the powers, have you not? Raise your hand. So you all have received the powers. But why do these powers not come when needed? What is the reason for that? You know the reason. You know the reason for this too, but you forget it at that time. Each child has received the treasure of all powers as an inheritance. The Father has given everyone the inheritance of all powers. It isn't that He has given less to some and more to others. He has given all the treasures. But why do they not come to you at the time they are needed? Just think what is the reason. Just think what the reason must be. Baba is telling the reason. If someone is not seated on his seat of self-respect, would anyone accept his order? Would anyone accept his order if he is not seated on his seat of self-respect? So when that power does not come to you, the reason for that is that you do not set yourself on the seat of a master almighty authority. So The reason for that is that you do not set yourself on the seat of a master almighty authority. Therefore, when you are not on your seat, no one accepts your order. So when you are not seated on your seat, no one accepts your order. So always remain seated on your seat of self-respect. Sometimes waste. Sometimes you have waste thoughts. And sometimes you have tension, and so you let go of the seat of self-respect at that time. So sometimes you have waste thoughts, and sometimes you have tension, and so you let go of the seat of self-respect at that time. Bab Dada has given each of you so many points of self-respect. The seat of self-respect is so huge. Just count how many points of self-respect the Father has given to you. When you are not seated on your seat of self-respect, you know what happens when you are not seated on your seat of self-respect. Do you know what happens? You know that, do you not? You know that, do you not? There is body consciousness. There is either self-respect or there is body consciousness. When you are seated on the seat of body consciousness and you issue an order on that seat of body consciousness, the powers will not listen to you. The powers will not listen to you. Otherwise, it is not possible that the powers do not listen to those who are Master Almighty authorities. Otherwise, it is not possible that the powers do not listen to those who are Master Almighty authorities. So Baba is saying, you're not seated on that seat. You are seated on the seat of body consciousness. So because of that, the powers don't obey your orders. Constantly practice being set on your seat of self-respect. Therefore, check whether you are doing, check when you are doing karma yoga, service, churning, whatever you are doing. So whether you are doing karma yoga, service, or churning, that you are set on your seat and that all powers are present or not. So check at that time. Today Bab Dada toured around that Amrit Vela. Today Bab Dada toured around that Amrit Vela. And while touring around everywhere, he toured around everywhere. It doesn't take Bab Dada time to go around everywhere. So what did he see? What did he see? Should Baba tell you what he saw? Baba tell you what he saw? the majority of children were sitting for Amrit Vela. Majority of the children had got up and were sitting for Amrit Vela. And they were sitting for Amrit Vela in their own places. They were making efforts. They were making effort to be an image of experience all the time they were sitting. They were making efforts to be an image of experience all the time they were sitting there. They wanted that. They wanted that. But what did Baba see? What did Baba see? Only some were the images of experience. Only some were the images of experiences. Experience because the greatest power is that of experience. Because the greatest power is that of experience, an embodiment of experience, an experience embodiment of all powers, master knowledge full, a master embodiment of all powers. However, there was something lacking in your becoming an image of experience. However, there was something lacking in your becoming an image of experience. You do make effort. You do make effort, Bab Dada. Still congratulated you because the majority come and make effort. The majority of you sit. But Bab Dada wants you to sit as an image of an embodiment of the experience of light and might. Bab Dada wants you to sit in that stage, that is to become. Bab Dada wants you to sit as an image of an embodiment of the experience of light and might. Because the Sakash of the yoga at Amrit Vela, spreads everywhere into the atmosphere. Because the Sakash of the yoga at Amrit Vela spreads everywhere into the atmosphere. Increase this experience even more. You saw Father Brahma. He stage was that of such a powerful angelic form. This stage was that of such a powerful angelic form. In the same way, pay attention at Amrit Vela. In your own way, tirelessly. In the same way, pay attention at Amrit Vela in your own way, tirelessly. Bap Dada saw. Bap Dada saw that some children sit there in the form of light and might. Some children sit in the form of light and might. It isn't that they don't. They do sit in this way. They do sit in this way. But you will have to pay even more attention to the effort of this time, that is at Amrit Vela. You will have to give more attention to the effort at this time, that is at Amrit Vela. Bap Dada has already signaled you earlier. Bap Dada has already signaled you earlier that you have to keep your mind constantly busy. That you have to keep your mind constantly busy. Whether in service to the mind, whether in service to the mind, serving through words, or with churning power, keep your mind busy. So thoughts, words, to the mind, serving through words, or with churning power, keep your mind busy. Churn knowledge. Churning power makes your mind concentrated. Some children churn well, but now also increase your churning power throughout the day. Some children churn well, but now also increase your churning power throughout the day, because Bap Dada has love for even the last child. Bap Dada has love even for the last child. Bap Dada wants even the last child to return home with him. Bap Dada wants even the last child to return home with him. He should not be left behind. He should not be left behind. So, what will you do?
Attention.
So what will you do? Attention. Attention. See, Baba. Bab Dada now wants each and every child. Bab Dada now wants each and every child. To follow the Father. Follow the Father. So Bab Dada now wants each and every child to follow the Father and definitely become complete, the same as the Father. Bab Dada saw that all the children are making effort. They have love for making effort. And they even make many promises to themselves. They say to themselves, I will not do this anymore. I will not do this anymore. However, what is the reason? For becoming slack, the reason is the lack of determination in your effort. The reason is the lack of determination in your effort. Carelessness comes in between. Carelessness comes in between. It will happen. I will become. It will happen. I will become. This carelessness makes your effort slack. This carelessness makes your effort slack. So, what will you do now? What will you do now? Now, pay special attention to this. Now, pay special attention to this. Make your own program for yourself. Make your own program for yourself. In which you keep your mind busy throughout the whole day. Make your own timetable. Make your own timetable for yourself to keep your mind busy. Whether you churn, whether you serve, or or draw one another's attention, or draw one another's attention, whether you churn, serve, or draw one another's attention, keep your mind busy. You do remain busy in your through your body, but now remain busy in your mind. You remain busy physically anyway, but now remain busy with your mind. Become a number one businessman to keep your mind busy. Will you do this? Will you? Will you? Baba's asking again. You know that Father Brahma, you know that Father Brahma is also waiting for you. Baba, Brahma, Baba is waiting for you. And your advance party is also waiting for you. And your advance party is also waiting for you. When will you bring the time close? When will you bring the time close? Because you are responsible for bringing the time close. Because you are responsible for bringing the time close. To make yourself complete means to bring the time close. To make yourself complete means to bring the time close. Okay. Acha. What is to be done now? The moon is over. Baba's asking, what's to be done now? And Muniben will say, it's a turn of Karnataka zone to serve. So Karnataka has come in.
Baba Seva ka turn Karnataka.
So, you know, so many have come.
Karnataka wale khade
hain. All of you stand up, my B.O. It's a whole gathering. nearly 15,000 or over 10,000, 12,000. The whole hall is full today, completely full. This is please don't talk to one another, please don't speak, be silent, even saying. So nearly 3/4 of the hall is Karnataka. Acha, okay. What special thing will those from Karnataka zone do? What special thing will those from Karnataka zone do? You will make effort. What will you do? You will make effort and also inspire others to make an intense effort. In that, raise your hand. If you will do this to make effort and also inspire others to make effort. अच्छा Many have come from Karnataka. And you have also played a good part in service. And you have also played a good part in service. Bab Dada is also giving all the Madhuban residents who are up at the top, that is in Mount Abu, and down here, multi-million old love and remembrance. So all Madhuban Nivasis, whether in Shantivan, Gyan Sarovar, Pandav Bhavan, giving love and remembrance to all of them. Because no matter how the numbers have increased, no matter how the numbers have increased, you have done very good service, Baba, facing the Madhuban Nivasis. You have done very good service. This is why, so the result is good. This is why Bab Dada has seen that you have been tireless, and have accommodated everyone with love. And you have accommodated everyone with love, whether it is those providing accommodation, those feeding everyone, or dining, or doing any other type of service, the result of service is good. The result is good. And this is why the father is giving congratulations to each one who has come, who is doing service, and to those who are giving their cooperation. So congratulations to all of you. Okay, now next. Now the double foreigners have come too. Many double foreigners are here. Many double foreigners are here. The meaning of double foreigner is those double foreigners means those with a double flight. A double flight means to be able to stabilize yourself in whatever stage you want in a second. A double flight means to be able to stabilize yourself in whatever stage you want in a second. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Now, wherever each one of you is sitting, whether you are watching on television, whether you are sitting at the different places here. Others are also watching on TV today. Bab Dada is giving each and every child, Bab Dada is giving each and every child the title of intense effort maker. Bab Dada is giving each and every child the title of intense effort maker. Now, always remember this title. Now, always remember this title. If anyone asks you, who are you? You should say, I am an intense effort maker. Who are you? I am an intense effort maker. Is it okay? You agree to it? Does everyone agree? Agreed? Now it will not do to continue making effort in a slack manner. Agreed? Now it will not do to continue making effort in a slack manner. Time is racing ahead. And this is why you definitely do have to become intense effort makers. It is the call of the times. May you be intense effort makers. Okay? Lots and lots of love and remembrance from Bab Dada to all the children. And Baba is also giving you the gift of intense effort. And Baba is also giving you the gift of intense effort. Thank you. So the original date is 30th November 2011. Baba told us about our three main relationships. Also, Baba. Also, Baba made us become cautious that, and also reminded us what fortune we are receiving. Bab Dada drew our attention to so many things, and Baba also said that we have to make a determined thought to do intense effort. We have to make our own program, just like businessmen give attention, pay attention to their business so that they increase their profit. We too have to do the same. Okay, I take leave now. Another sister will come to translate.
कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे उन्हें सौगात मिलेगी सभी भाई बहने 10-15 मिनट के लिए और बैठेंगे दादियों से हम वरदान
सुनेंगे मधुरवाणी ग्रुप इज गोइंग टू सिंग अ सॉन्ग एंड आफ्टर दैट दादीज द सीनियर्स आर गोइंग टू शेयर देयर फीलिंग्स
उन्हें सौगात
ओके
अब मधुरवाणी
आई टेक लीव अनदर सिस्टर विल कम नाउ Today's song, Baba has the song is How Fortunate We Are. How fortunate we are. Baba has told us to sit on the seat of self-respect, not on the seat of body consciousness. So we have to also remember our fortune. Today's song, How Fortunate We Are. God has come to meet us. God, Baba has come to meet us. Baba is making us sit in his lap. Baba has, we are under Baba's canopy of protection. Today Baba has filled us so much and also has drawn our attention that we have to pay attention to the self. We have to make our own program, myself. We have to do churning. So now we hear the song Om Shanti.
मिलकर के बाबा आपसे मन झूमने लगा है वरदानों को पाकर गगन को चूमने लगा है प्यारे बाप दादा से मिलकर आनंद आ गया जोरदार तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा का हम स्वागत करते हैं अभिनंदन का
वालों के संग में झूम के हर दिल कहता है बहुत सुंदर मधुर वाणी ने अपने साज और आवाज में हम सभी को भाग्य की श्रेष्ठ स्मृति दिलाई और अब अनुरोध कर रही हूँ आदरणीय रतन मोहिनी दादी जी से अपने वरदानी बोलों से हम सभी को श्रृंगारित करेंगी आदरणीय रतन मोहिनी दादी जी।
रतन मोहिनी दादी विल स्पीक।
जो भी भाई बहन पीछे खड़े हैं उनसे अनुरोध है कृपया अपने स्थान पर।
दोस ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स हु आर स्टैंडिंग एट द बैक आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू सिट बैक।
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए किसी का मिनी एक्स सिल्वर कलर का कहीं गिर गया है जो स्टेज के पीछे से वल्लभ भाई से प्राप्त करें। एक आंध्र प्रदेश की विजयगम की सत्यवती का आधार कार्ड मिला है जिस किसी का हो कृपया वो भी स्टेज के पीछे से वल्लभ भाई से प्राप्त कर लें। पथिवाड़ा सत्यवती आंध्र प्रदेश विजयम ग्राम आदरणीय दादी जी से अनुरोध है कृपया अपने वरदानी बोल हम सभी के समक्ष रखें दादी जी।
नीचे से उठा तो ये पर सभी ने ये सुनी और सभी ने बाबा से मिलन मना दी प्यारी।
एवरीबॉडी मेट बाबा
प्यार की जोली
और अप्रैल
झूले में
झूले नॉलेज
बाबा की माँ
यू हर्ड बाबा जोशी
बार बार
रिपीटेडली चरण बाबा जोशी and constantly you will have the intoxication of happiness. Baba gave many teachings to the children. Now the children have to become the images of experience. Baba spoke many things about doing homework. And for tomorrow, we all together have to take this homework, that we have to sit on the seat of being master, almighty authority, and I should be able to experiment all the powers. The intellect accepts it, and we do experience, and therefore we become the authority of experience as well, and therefore we have to take this determined thought while performing any action. We have to be seated in the seat of being Master Almighty Authority. And we will then come to know as how we have to use all the powers. And I hope that you all will join this self-respect. Om Shanti. Very beautifully the sister reminded us about being in the seat of Master Almighty Authority. Now respected Brother Nirvair will speak. Om Shanti.
Aaj ka din vishesh din.
Today's day is a very special day, and I have this happiness that amidst us, our respected sister Mohini, mostly stays in New York, and she has come to this gathering. All the Karnataka people and the brothers and sisters from South India, they all have come here, and therefore Sister Mohini is also here. You all heard Baba's version. It may be the turn of any zone. And when we get the opportunity to listen to Baba's version, we feel Baba had spoken these words many years before. And we are continually getting the opportunity to practice whatever Baba says.
Bap Dada ke ek ek mahavakya.
Because in each and every version that Baba speaks, there is so much of depth.
Jiska bhav arth ek dharm granth ke barabar.
And it will be as though equal to one big scripture.
South India ke bhai,
especially the South Indian brothers and sisters.
Karnataka.
Maybe it is Karnataka.
Tamil.
Maybe Tamil Nadu. Maybe Kerala, Malayalam.
Dharmik baaton ke liye.
There is a very beautiful atmosphere created for the religious aspect, and it is seen that Baba's children, Brahma Kumari sisters and Brahma Kumar brothers, everybody has so much interest, so much love. They make great effort and they try to spread Baba's message everywhere in the world.
सभी ने मिल करके ब्रह्मा कुमारी बहनों व ब्रह्मा कुमारियों के साथ साथ अन्य भाई बहनों को भी तन से मन से धन
दी. ब्रह्मा कुमारी सिस्टर्स एंड ब्रह्मा कुमारी ब्रदर्स विद अदर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स दे जॉइन टुगेदर. And they also fill the aprons of them.
Ye practical siddh ho, ke ye
vishu, and it will be practically proved.
Ek hi pita parmatma ka,
that this world is the place and home of one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul.
To hum aap sabhi ek ishwari parivar ke.
And therefore we are the members of this one sweet family, and therefore we respect each one, we have extreme love for one another, we also take care of one another. This is the auspicious confluence age, and at the confluence age, Baba's children in the world are very popular. And I would also say, are very popular on godly service. They take out time for themselves very less, and therefore it is my humble request that you have to be well balanced, just as Sakar Baba gave us teachings. As for how long we have to forge our mind to Shiv Baba, and how many hours we have to engage on godly service. Time is very short, but the task is very huge. So the brothers and sisters can do many things, accomplish many things. Baba's message can be spread to the whole world. Now it is a jungle. This has to be made into a greenery, a golden aged world. The same Vrindavan can be created. Om Shanti.
बहुत सुंदर भाई साहब ने अपनी शुभ भावनाएं
वेरी ब्यूटिफुली द ब्रदर कैप्ट हिज गुड फीलिंग्स एंड गुड विशेस फॉर एवरीवन
स्वरूप बनेंगे अनुरोध कर रही हूँ आदरणीय
नाउ आई हम्बली रिक्वेस्ट ब्रदर ब्रिज मोहन
मन की भावनाओं से हम सभी को श्रृंगारित करेंगे आदरणीय ब्रिज मोहन भाई साहब
Om Shanti. Brothers and sisters, we all heard Baba's Murli. The date was 30/11/2011. You all read the date. 11 years before, Baba was telling us that we have to become intense effort makers. And now that 11 years have passed of this confluence age. And so now what we have to become? We have to think about this. Because the Baba explained about the importance of time. Eleven years ago, this diamond hall was full. Even after 11 years, this diamond hall is full. Even the conference hall is full. But
जो बाबा कहते
बाबा सेज
के अभी हमको हर एक बाबा के बच्चे को सिंपल बात बाबा
रीच एंड एवरी बाबास चाइल्ड
के अपने को आत्मा कर मुझ बाप को याद कर
इन ए वेरी सिंपल वे बाबा एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट वी हैव टू कंसीडर आवर सेल्फ एज सोल एंड रिमेम्बर द फादर एंड गिव बाबास मैसेज टू एवरीवन And this is the message of the God of the Gita. We shouldn't flow through anything else. But now the confluence age is to be completed. Many brothers and sisters are unaware of Baba's message. They are searching for Baba and therefore every Brahmin should prove the God of Gita and give the Father's introduction. We shouldn't only give Baba's introduction through knowledge. Let them see you and then understand. Let them look at your lifestyle and let them understand that they have the companionship with God. Baba has given the treasures of all divine virtues. Today Baba spoke very well about we have to become the masters, find the children. Baba says, you have to become the masters of the treasures. You shouldn't keep the treasures under locker. In a very simple manner, Baba explained, consider yourself to be a soul. Find or remember me, your father. Then automatically, we will be seated on the seat of our self-respect. Baba said you have a very big gathering. Brahma Baba also says I can't do anything alone. Shiva Baba also says I can't do anything alone. So there is a huge gathering. So being in the gathering, we can do a lot more. Baba every time says that any zone can come number one. And therefore the Karnataka people have to take the chance. And therefore clap hands for yourself.
Bahut sundar manch par hamare beech hamare vishisht atithi parmatma snehi.
We now have Swamiji Channa Basava, the guest on the stage. Now he will speak few words.
Om Shanti. Yella Chaitanyagalige Baba Ravara Divya Belagege Nanu Vandanegalanna Heli Kashmiraveyanna Shira Kanyakumariyanna Charana Himalaya Shrenigaligenna Bahugalu Vindhya Yanna Kati Anu Adi Idalu Bharatave Adi Ittante Nane Brahma Chaitanya A Brahmana Belagina Maha Belagu Nau Kano Dadre Yelli Kanabahudu Andre Ishwariya Vishwavidyalayada Nimella Antakaranadalli Nan Kanta Idene Idakkinta Dhanyate Yenide ಸಾರ್ಥಕತೆ ಏನಿದೆ ಜೀವನದ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣತೆ ಬೇರೆಯಲ್ಲೇ ಇದೆ ಯಾರನ್ನ ನೋಡಿದ ಮೇಲೆ ಯಾರನ್ನ ಕಂಡ ಮೇಲೆ ಯಾರೊಂದಿಗೆ ಬೆರೆತ ಮೇಲೆ ಮತ್ತೇನೂ ಬೇಕನಿಸೋದಿಲ್ವೋ ಅದೇ ಇವತ್ತು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಬಾಬಾರವರಿಗೆ ಬೆರೆತಿರುವಂತ ಈ ಜೀವ ಅವರನ್ನ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾಡಿತಲ್ಲ ಇದು ಧನ್ಯ ಇದು ಧನ್ಯ ಇದು ಧನ್ಯ ಅಂತ ನಾನು ಭಾವಿಸ್ಕೊಳ್ತೇನೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಹಣ್ಣು ಕೊಡುವವರುಂಟು ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಹಣ್ಣು ಕೊಡುವವರುಂಟು ಹಣ್ಣು ಕೊಡುವವರುಂಟು ಮಣ್ಣು ಕೊಡುವವರು ಉಂಟು ನಾವು ಸತ್ತ ಮೇಲೆ ಬದುಕಿಗೆ ಬಣ್ಣ ಕೊಡುವವರು ಯಾರು ಹೇಳಯ್ಯ ಬದುಕಿಗೆ ಬಣ್ಣ ಕೊಡುವವರು ಆ ಮಹಾಬಾಬಾರವರೇ ನಮಗೆ ಬದುಕಿಗೆ ಈಶ್ವರೀಯ ದಿವ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನದ ಬದುಕಿನ ಬಣ್ಣ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ ನಾವು ಧನ್ಯರು ಅಂತ ಭಾವಿಸ್ಕೊಳ್ಬೇಕಾಗಿದೆ ಆತ್ಮೀಯ ಎಲ್ಲ ನನ್ನ ಮಹಾ ಬಂಧುಗಳೇ ಸಹೋದರ ಸಹೋದರಿಯರೇ ಇವತ್ತು ಸಂಗಮ ಕಾಲ ಸತ್ಯದ ಕಾಲ ಜ್ಞಾನದ ಕಾಲ ಚೈತನ್ಯದ ಕಾಲ ಮಹಾ ಬೆಳಗಿನ ಕಾಲ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದಾಗೋಣ ವರ್ತಮಾನದಿಂದ ಆ ದಿವ್ಯ ಬೆಳಗಿಗೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಬದುಕನ್ನು ಸಮರ್ಪಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳೋಣ ತಮಗೆಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ಅನಂತ ವಂದನೆಗಳು ಅನಂತ ವಂದನೆ
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया स्वामी जी